Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
630 CHED and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. Second hour of Oilers Now brought to you by Digitex. They wish you and yours all the best during these challenging and uncertain times. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. In this hour, Sportsnet spec Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta, and Keith Gretzky, the assistant general manager of the Oilers, the man who oversees the Oilers farm team. He's been down in Bakersfield for several weeks now, since returning from the passing of his father, Walter. So we'll hook up with Keith. We'll tell you that Digitex brings you the show and has been doing so for 7 years now. They wish you and yours all the best during these uncertain times. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one operated and owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Reminder, the patio open 11 to 11 out at the River Cree. When the province gets back up and at them, the River Cree will get back up and at them. And you can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors providing winning results for 35 years. We'll tell you that guests on the show receive gift certificates to Japanese Village. Now open for takeout orders. Full details at jbedmonton.ca. Brendan, you just got to give me the good word. Let me know when we're good to go here. Otherwise, I will bang off some texts on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. We're just negotiating comment. We're going to go to Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta. The horses remain in training. They continue receiving the utmost care. Stay safe, and we will see you at the races when it's safe to do so. Spec, how you doing?
Oh, pretty fair, Bobby. What's going on?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens later today.
Saturday night? Have they canceled the Saturday night game yet, or are we going to get a hockey game on Saturday?
What, the Oilers-Winnipeg game?
Yeah.
That one's not much.
Sorry.
Well, we have to be flexible, don't we, Mark? That's the reality of the situation. Got to be flexible.
Oh, boy, 9 games in 31 days. There's a lot of teams playing a lot of hockey. The Oilers just aren't one of them, that's all.
They've only played 9 games in the last 31 days?
I believe so, yes.
Well, I mean, they had the week off in Montreal, which normally would be an unbelievable experience, but instead, in this current situation, I mean, do they still have curfew in Montreal? Didn't they have, like, some riding take place straight down Old Montreal? Like, it's just crazy what's going on.
Well, they had a curfew there, but, I mean, for NHL players, it shouldn't matter because they just go from the rink to the hotel anyhow.
Yeah. No, I know,
so
but that's what I'm saying.
They have a curfew there. I don't know if they still have it or not, but, yeah, I would trust the math on that, 9-31. The only problem with that math is I did it, so you might want to double-check it.
Well, we all know you are president of the Analytics Club for all the media guys around the league. We know that. You're the guy right up there, Mike Kelly, that's driving it the most. So there you have it. All right. Hey, Mark, you've had some time now to recalibrate. Trade deadline wrapped up on Monday, and boom. I know you're on Tuesday. The Oilers add Dmitry Kulikov. It's interesting. I know you talk to people around town, and fans will chime in on you on Twitter, and you have such a great relationship with those people on Twitter. We know that about you. What's your sense? What percentage of fans do you think, you know, kind of understand the position that Ken Holland was in versus maybe the thought process, look, you got to strike while the irons are, the fires are hot in terms of having McDavid and Drysdale, what sort of feedback did you get on that?
Well, I got actually, it's funny because you can't make those sorts of percentile judgments on social media because the dissenting you know, the dissenters are always the loudest group. But I saw a lot of people, frankly, Bob, who said, I agree, it's not the year to go for it. So I would say, you know, pretty unscientific, but if not split down the middle, I think, you know, there's a lot of smart fans. Like, the ones we hear from on Twitter and the ones we remember on Twitter are often the kind of not-so-smart guys. But there's a lot of smart fans who look at this thing and say, you know what, you can't give up a bunch every single year. And this theory that, you know, sure, you're cognizant of McDavid and Draisaitl in their prime, but that doesn't mean that building a team just gets faster because you got two good players. It still takes a certain amount of time. And to go for it at the deadline, I thought it was not the year to go for it at the deadline and trade a first-round pick, and I think most fans would agree with that, most fans.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think Elliot talked about this offseason being a big offseason for the Oilers. You and me have discussed it a lot over the last couple months that there would be, you know, some additions. There may be some organic ones. Dylan Holloway, and I know we both assume that deal's going to get done maybe shortly. You know, the key for the Oilers is not to burn a year this year since he's, you know, got the broken thumb and all that. And the agent's
there's no need. I don't think he could play this year. Right.
And the agent. You know, the agents are always trying to grind to eliminate that year to get them quicker into the next deal. But, you know, Dylan Holloway and Ryan McLeod likely are going to be in the mix next season. They'll provide the Oilers with more size because Edmonton's a little light on the left side, as you know.
They'll add,
so there's a couple organic growth opportunities. I think you'll see the Oilers' defense, Mark, for me, is a little small. Bouchard's going to be in full-time next year. That's a given. So there's three organic sort of adds that are probably going to... I'm not saying that both Holloway and McLeod start the season here, but I will predict by halfway through next season, they're both going to be Oilers here to stay at that stage. I'd be stunned if that weren't the case. Bouchard will be starting the season in the lineup next year. It's all there is to it on the right side. So something's got to give there between Barry and Larson, who are both represented by CAA, and then Ethan Bear. So we'll continue to monitor that situation. And then there's going to be cap space to address them, and we'll know about Oscar Klefbom. Yay or nay, either he's playing or he's not, and if he's not, he's going to need to be replaced as a second pairing left shot D. And I would suggest you probably with something a little bit more pricier than Dmitry Kulikov. So we can see, you know, short-term pain, long-term gain. I get that, but I also understand, like, you know, we get a lot of fans, and maybe it's the louder ones, they're like, you guys are wasting time in Edmonton with McDavid and Draisaitl. You needed to get them some help right away. So
yeah,
that's
it's easy to say that, but when you break down that argument, Bob, like, teams that are around for a long time, you want to be Pittsburgh, right? You want to be Boston. You know, you want to be what Detroit used to be. You want to be what Washington's been in the playoffs, no doubt, every year, and a shot at it, and a group that gets experience at the playoffs. You know, they got robbed of a playoff of that experience last year, in my opinion, with the pandemic. And this year they're back. They're going to be in the playoffs this year. And you can't just, you know, it's easy to say, go for it, but you'll never build a team with especially in this economy where you got to have a certain amount of entry-level contracts, Bob. If you keep trading draft picks and prospects away, you won't have enough entry-level prospects to be able to pay all the guys you have, and it just doesn't work. You have to take a certain amount of time to build a Boston, a Pittsburgh, a Washington, what Chicago was, what L.A. was. You just don't do it in two or three. In 2 years that Ken Holland's been here, it's going to take them longer than that.
All right, Mark Spector joining us. Scheduling, and that is part of the story, and we're just seeing the NHL has just announced the schedule changes right now to the North Division. So,
what do you got?
We got a bunch of changes for the Oilers. The Oilers game that was scheduled for Friday, which is today, April 16th, has now been moved to Monday, May 3rd. That's Edmonton at Vancouver. It's now Monday, May 3rd. Edmonton at Vancouver, that was scheduled for May 6th, is now scheduled to May 4th. And then Vancouver at Edmonton, that was scheduled for May 4th, gets moved to May 6th. So they're going to play three straight.
Okay.
Wow. There's five changes to the Oilers. Wow. And they've not announced the start time change to tomorrow's game, which I would think would be the first thing So, well, let's go through it. Here we go. Toronto at Vancouver, which was scheduled for tomorrow at 5 p.m. Our time, has been moved to Sunday, 5 p.m. So the Leafs got their wish spec. They get to play the 18th and the 20th instead of the 17th and the 9th. Vancouver was trying to avoid playing Friday and Saturday. So Vancouver has avoided that. They now play Sunday and Tuesday. Toronto did not want to play Sunday and Monday. Okay? So okay. Then Toronto gets the games. They still end up playing, I think, 3 games in 4 days against Winnipeg, but they get a 2 day. They only get two games in 3 days, so the Oilers end up with a total of four, by my count, 5 games rescheduled. Oh, here we do have. There we go. Tomorrow's game between the Oilers and the Jets has been pulled up. This is the actual literal term they use. It's been pulled up 3 hours to fill the now vacant primetime spot on Hockey Night in Canada. So we've got the game tomorrow. So all total, there's 5 changes. Brendan, if you can retweet what is out from the NHL announcing changes to the North Division schedule, send it out on our Oilers Now Twitter account. That'd be greatly appreciated. Mark, we have had some criticism from the fans on the Ashley Fine Floors text line saying, why does it seem like Vancouver and Toronto, like, I don't got a problem the fact that Vancouver did not want to play Friday and Saturday this week, given that they're off for 23 days. I think that's kind of understandable. But there are some fans saying, how come Toronto gets to dictate as much as they do? How would you respond to that?
Well, how much do they dictate? You know, Toronto lost the Saturday night game that they wanted. Like, to me, it's not as much the Leafs that dictate to the fans out there. It would be my place, Sportsnet, frankly, that sides with the Leafs. We want the Leafs on Saturday night because that's the biggest viewing audience in the country. So Sportsnet is standing behind the Leafs saying, yeah, let's play this game Saturday. They wanted Vancouver and Toronto. We did. Sportsnet wants that. That's their best rated game in the country. So the fact that the Toronto did not get their way and Sportsnet did not get their way, I think sort of refutes this Toronto gets everything they want. Toronto's got a bunch of games jammed in a short period of time, and they got 3-4 against Winnipeg, a team that beat them pretty good last night, and they probably would have liked to space that out a little bit. So, you know, I get it. We have this Western alienation thing going on here often, Bobby, but I don't know that I can look at the schedule right now and say Toronto's getting everything their way. Can you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mark, not to go political on you, but there might be some understanding from a large percentage of our listenership right now that in terms of Western alienation, under certain regimes, and emphasis on the word regimes or governments, there appears to be favoritism for companies based in certain provinces over in other provinces. I think that's a legitimate perspective to have.
Yeah, so that's
completely different than what we're talking about here. Mark, right. Here we go. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins not available for tomorrow's game. Should we be could this become a concerning issue?
Well, a concerning issue for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, I mean, he's clearly got nursing some type of a concussion. So the fact that he skated a whole bunch already tells me that he was close to ready, and the fact they stopped skating him tells me that maybe he wasn't as close as they thought, right? We've been through this enough now, Bob. We know how concussions work. It's just time. You know, nobody can say there's no prediction. It's not like a broken arm where you know. So that concerns me a little. But I would say this to you. I think you're going to get a real good look to when they play the Jets, Bob. I think that the question, I want Oilers fans to watch that team and see if you think you can match up with the Jets. When you put McDavid and Draisaitl on separate lines and look at the wingers Winnipeg has and the wingers Edmonton has, and I know Edmonton's done well with Winnipeg this year, Bob, but I would say to you that I don't like the matchup. Right, I think Winnipeg's got a way deeper group of forwards than Edmonton does. And with Nugent Hopkins out, that's a problem for Dave Tippett, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I also think Pionk in particular has played very well. Morrissey's a solid defenseman. Don't think he's quite been at the level as past years against the Oilers. But Pionk at times, I mean, hey, Edmonton's 4-2 in the season series so far. Mm-hmm. Jets have Connor Hellebuck in goal. I think what we're probably headed, Mark, down the inevitable path of an Edmonton versus Winnipeg playoff matchup. Now, there might be some, an injury to one guy swings the thing. Like, Wheeler's out for the Jets. The fact of the matter is, 5-on-5, he's been leaking this year. He's had a tough plus-minus. The analytics guys have jumped on Wheeler. The coach is fiercely defended his player to the point of calling out some of those fellas on the analytics front regarding Blake Wheeler, but then they go and bang off 5 out of 6. That said, the two games in Ottawa weren't easy, but they looked pretty good last night against Toronto. It's got to be stated. It's going to be a tough matchup tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they come at you. They come at you with waves of guys, you know. I mean, they've got, when they're healthy, I mean, they go, you know, they go Scheifele down the middle, they go Lowry down, they go Dubois on the second line, they go Lowry on the third line, right? That's, you know, those three guys are premier players, man. And then you look at their wings, right? Ehlers is a top-flight premier winger. Connor's a 30-goal man. You know, Blake Wheeler's a really good player. Andrew Kopp has become the utility guy. He can play third line or first line. Paul Stastny, who's an excellent center man, is on the wing now. So they're deep and good. You know, they're deep and good, and they got a Vezina winner in goal. They've been sort of my sneaky pick all year. So I'm not sneaky, but all year I've thought, man, this is a team that could win the division. And what are they? I didn't look at the standings. Are they not 3 behind Toronto now?
Yeah, they've closed the gap.
They're 3 behind Toronto. They got like 4 left with them, or 3 or 4 left with them anyway. So that race isn't over yet either, Bob.
Montreal can beat Toronto, Spec. I'm telling you that right now. They can beat Toronto. They can beat them.
Maybe.
Let's see what happens tonight between Montreal. By the way, that's an earlier game. I think that's 4 o'clock on Sportsnet. Spec, I'm going to throw a total curveball at you.
All right. The curveball, Bob.
We heard that about you. I've watched you.
I could throw it, but I never could hit it.
your hand-eye coordination, Spec, was always lacking a little bit, as I recall, in hockey, mainly because you had tunnel vision on the ice. So, with all seriousness, though, did hockey fans in Edmonton, this, unfortunately, for the purpose of junior hockey followers, the Edmonton Oil Kings are 13-1 this season, Mark. Now, it's strictly been an Alberta-only schedule. The Oil Kings had a European defenseman that never came over. He is going to come over next year. He's committed next year. Very good defenseman. 30-point scorer already in the league at like 17, 18. So he's a legit guy. Those usually translate to 50, 60-point guys as 19-year-olds. Yep. So they didn't have either of their two European players. One was going to be a forward in their top 9. One was going to be a top 4 defenseman. They have 2 first-round picks. They could have easily moved one of those to address the defense as well. Dylan Gunther is not with the team currently because he's on the U18 team, which he would not be in a normal year because that U18 team is always made up of guys that have been eliminated by the major junior playoffs. It's different this year. I'm going to say right now, this year's Edmonton Oil Kings team might have had the best chance to win a Memorial Cup championship out of the West since Leon Draisaitl in Kelowna in 2015 when they lost in overtime to Oshawa. The WHL's had poor showing, Spec, in the 16, 17, 18, 19 Memorial Cups. The Oil Kings were loaded. They got marked. Bob McKenzie's going to put out those rankings. Dylan Gunther's going to be 1, 2, or 3. My guess is Sebastian Kosa, the goalie, could be in the top, could have moved into the top 20, like 2 top end picks in the NHL draft. It's kind of unfortunate this has happened to Edmonton this year, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I guess I'd ask you, Gunther probably won't be back. If he's picked 2nd overall, he'll probably play in the NHL next year. History tells us that. Kosa as a goaltender, I'm going to say there's a good chance to get him back next year. Is that not fair? I think there's pretty.
I'll take it one step further, Mark. The World Juniors are at Edmonton next year. He better be Canada's goalie.
Right, there you go. So he comes back for junior. They got him next year. They've got the European defenseman coming in. I don't know their roster well enough to tell you what important players they are going to lose this year. But I guess my point would be this. They are a good team this year. They are getting robbed of a playoff run in the Memorial Cup. There's no arguing that. Memorial Cup run. But I think they're going to have a very good team next year, and they're still, the all about the cycles and how junior hockey works, and they're not. I mean, I guess give or take Gunther, but I don't know if they're at the peak of their cycle. They're on the way to the top here. I think you got another good year of this roster next season, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know what? What's interesting with Gunther? He's a little bit slight, but I mean, I have not seen a guy shoot the puck like that out of the WHL. And off the top of my head, I can't think of a guy that can shoot the puck that well. Like, it's, first of all, he can one-time it, which is hard to do. Secondly, it's the quickness in the release, even when he doesn't want, like, he just, it's, and he can change the release points. And, well, like, those are the sort of guys that end up becoming 35, 40 goal scorers in the NHL.
They do. It depends, right? Who drafts them, too, whether or not he gets to come back here. Like, a team like Buffalo, they put their guy in the NHL. A team like Detroit, they don't always put their guy in the NHL, right?
If he comes back, they're going to be the prohibitive favorite. Sebastian Cosa will be, unless Canada decides to run their goaltending position like it's a union and you got to put in servitude time. You know what I'm saying? And not no, yeah. And I'm serious, because he should have been on the team this year. He should have been on the team this year. This guy's 6 foot six and a half and athletic, and is Carter Hart was said to be the best goaltending prospect spec out of the WHL since Carey Price. I got to tell you, I like Carter Hart a lot. I trade for him in a second if I was the Oilers, if I could steal him out of Philadelphia. Cosa, because of his size and his athleticism, has a higher ceiling just because he's bigger. And Mark, he's also got, like, last night, a couple players tried to accidentally on purpose do the Nick Kiprios and fall on him. He's got a little bit of you-know-what in him, too. He doesn't take any crap, and you like that in goalies. That's why you like Mike Smith so much.
That's for sure. And you know what? I don't know where he goes, Bob. He'll probably be a top 15 guy. But you know what? There's the kind of goalie that once in a while a goalie like him comes along that you feel like you might trade up for. This guy might be that guy.
Awesome stuff, Spec. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Bobby, have a great Friday.
There you go. That is Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec for the Horses, Horse Racing Alberta. They remain, the Horses remain in training. They continue receiving the utmost in care. Stay safe, and we'll see you at the races when it's safe to do so. It's 1:26. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back. We'll get to our North Division report for Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
1:28 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to our North Division report for Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Here's Brendan Escott.
Montreal starting Jake Allen tonight as they host the Flames. Team suddenly pushing them for that final North Division playoff spot. Calgary just 4 points back of the Habs, who do have three games in hand still. Winnipeg closing the gap on Toronto with their win over the Leafs last night. They are in second place, 3 points out of first, while the Oilers are 5 points back, though they have two games in hand now. Edmonton has a 7-point buffer on that final playoff spot with 14 games left in the regular season.
Brought to you by Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Finding your dream home, listing your old home, it all starts at soldtodayedmonton.ca. List it, sell it, move on.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to mention to you, there's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin, they are an essential service. They're open 6 days a week, and they will take care of you. They're also taking care of all of the COVID-related protocols to keep you and them safe as well. Currently, Uncle Milt was telling me they're a little bit low on inventory. So if you're looking to sell your vehicle, feel free to call Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford at 1-877-477-3673. Brent Ridge Ford, taking care of Cam Moon and yours truly, Brent Ridge Ford. You can visit them at BrentRidge.com. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Back with Oilers Assistant General Manager Keith Gretzky.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.